and Wolves in particular?
Not really. No. Like, when we started off, we went like a couple of weeks with nothing, and like every band, we were just like messing about, making up stupid names, and then we Jed thought of High Flying Zoots, but we thought the last bit would probably make us sound like drug addicts or something.
Yeah.
But we liked the high flying bit, but we thought we had something else onto it, it rolls off the tongue a bit more. And so we were just going through loads of stuff like high flying pigs, high flying birds, like, as a joke. And then Pete just said wolves, and we just thought, yeah, it sounds alright, so said that.
So yes, excellent. Yes, well, it certainly turned a few heads, and we're going to do some more of that now because you're going to do another track for us in the studio. What track are you going to do next?
This is a song that we haven't recorded or anything. We play it live. It's a new song. It's called Hang Loose. Yeah.
Excellent. Take it away, High Flying Wolves here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
All I can do is hold your hand. Don't be shy, I'll understand. Run away from here, from me. It can help us piece by piece. I smoked my last memory. There's some grammars to my day. And bright red eyes, like an outburst that's inside. Pray, little darling, hang loose, little darling. Pray, little darling, hang loose, little darling. Try my best. Feed me something I can't digest. Contradictions out my mouth. While your mind is heading south. In a bus and on a car. Words don't hurt, but they sure scar. Turn the night into Sunday. Now the pain is on its way. Pray, little darling, hang loose, little darling. Pray, little darling, hang loose, little darling. Pray, little darling, hang loose, little darling. Pray, little darling.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is the sound of High Flying Wolves live here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that was a brand new track of theirs entitled Hang Loose. Excellent. So in terms of what you have available, you've recently released an EP called Ugly Temper. How can people get their hands on that?
Well,
they can't.
No, you can't really unless you come see us live. So it's a bit of a trap to see us live. You can't get it online. Like, we just it's on SoundCloud, but you can't download it from there. I think no, we can't.
We have been planning to get it on iTunes.
Yeah, but we just we've been busy and we just haven't had the time. But yeah really, if you want to get like a copy of it to actually like, put it on your iPod, then you have to come to one of our shows and buy it. It's only £3, so you might as well.
Yeah, and well, hopefully pretty soon we'll be getting it on iTunes just so get a bit of money.
Yeah, but for now, this Saturday we're playing Square in Harlow. Doors open at 8, and we'll be on 3rd. I don't know what time that'll be.
Yeah, we're supporting Papa Shango.
Yeah.
I think they're a pretty big band, really.
Yeah.
I've heard them before, so.
Yeah.
Pretty strange.
Yeah, pretty strange. If anyone wants to get an EP, then just come down on Saturday night and
say hello.
Yeah, come say hello, have a beer, and get an EP.
Buy us one if you like.
Yeah, buy us a beer.
you're just playing hard to get, and then you're going to be open to sweet talk, basically.
Yeah,
Well, it's not a bad way to be, I suppose.
Exactly.
And a good incentive for people to head along and see the show. We've got a couple more session tracks to hear from you tonight. But first of all, let's listen to one of the songs that you brought along with you. So what track are we going to hear first?
Right, this is for our guitarist, Joe, who's a massive Gaslight Anthem fan. We're going to play 45 by Gaslight Anthem. Let me just give you my iPod so I could...
Yes, indeed. And then I'm going to take the iPod off him, connect it in, and then hopefully it's going to all play. So yes, this is live radio for you people. I have the iPod. I am now taking it over to the other side of the desk, plugging it in, turning up the fader, and now hope for the best.
Bye.
I'm glad you warned me. That was ending, and that it was going to go straight into the next track. That is the Gaslight Anthem here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. The track is entitled 45, and it was chosen by my guest tonight, High Flying Wolves, or the missing member of High Flying Wolves. But yes, pretty good one to listen to for tonight. I would say. So you told us that you're playing in Hollow. This coming Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you have other gigs coming up as well?
Well, we were going to be playing Camden Rock tomorrow,
but knowing our luck, shut down.
Oh, and knowing our don't you just hate it when venues shut down just before a gig?
They're like in a couple of days, it'll open again. Is it the 30th we're doing?
We're playing
Dublin Castle in Islington.
No, that's the Hope and Anchor, mate.
Dublin Castle's
in Camden.
Yeah, sorry, Camden in London. Yeah, playing Dublin Castle on the 30th of July, and then on the 31st of August we're playing the Hope and Anchor pub in Islington.
And then we probably need to book some more.
That's what we've got so far.
Excellent, good stuff. What would you say has been your favourite gig to date?
We've had some funny ones, we've had a lot of very bad gigs.
We played one at the Harlow Greyhound
Racing Stadium.
It was like one family were there, and they were only there for like the racing. This old woman, like, as soon as we started playing, like, fingers in ears kind of situation, and walked out.
And then that little girl ran across the dance floor crying.
During the middle of our set.
The worst part is I found it too funny and nearly, like, completely ruined our song.
When I saw the old lady walk away, I was singing, and I just had to stop. I was laughing so much. We played the square a few times, and one of our square gigs, I think we didn't even realise there was a conga.
We didn't even realise.
And we got like a bigger crowd than the headline band, and it was like our second time playing.
That was with Everrain.
Crane's
been like really shouting about that.
We did a gig with them and we got a bigger crowd than them. We didn't even. That's probably my favourite so far.
That was like our second gig.
Yeah.
Was it? Fair enough.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, at least, didn't pick too soon then.
No.
Could have been the first one. So, right. Well, let's give people a taster of what to expect from your gigs. What track are you going to do for us next?
This one we haven't played live before. We're just doing it as a cover for this. It's by the White Stripes, and it's called White Stripes. Are like one of my favorite bands of all time. Oh. And we're going to play that song, We Are Going to Be Friends.
Excellent. Take it away. High Flying Wolves here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Call us here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Calm the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are going to be friends. I can tell that we are going to be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms. We chase it all, the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. At playtime we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our hide against the wall. Teacher marks our hide against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but I like the way you sing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed. City thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I will bet you and I will walk together again. 'Cause I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Cheers.
Lovely.
Thank you. Thanks.
Excellent. That is High Flying Wolves here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that was their cover of The White Stripes, We Are Gonna Be Friends. Yes, you managed more instruments than they did as well.
Yeah, actually.
Excellent, good stuff. Okay. So it does feel like you've got a busy few weeks of gigs coming up as well. Do you have plans to do more recording in future?
Well, because we recorded that EP last year, and we've been writing a few songs, and so we're thinking of either this summer or like the start of next year writing the rest of another EP and recording it. We don't know if we will yet, but we're thinking of doing a 5-track EP.
Yeah.
So it's like something a bit different, and maybe add some bit, not massively softer, but a bit softer songs. So it's like it's not just the same.
Give you a bit of variety to listen to.
But that hasn't really confirmed. But we will do an EP next year at least, but we don't know when.
And plus, it gives us a chance to play like something proper with our other guitarist, because he's basically just had to kind of fill in and do.
Yeah, and learn the old EP. So it's good.
Yeah.
We want to do something with him, so he's got.
Like, yeah, just to show him off a bit and, like, show how good he really is.
Hmm. Yes. Ah, so an EP full of showing off, then.
Yeah. Yep.
Good stuff. That's what we like. Excellent. Let's listen to another track that you've brought along with you. What should we have next?
The song's called Combat by Flowbots, and it reminds me of the holiday we just got off.
Yeah, we've just been on a 10-day holiday, and we just listened to that song pretty much every single day.
Ooh, where was it you went?
We went to Salou in Spain. Got mildly drunk.
Mildly drunk.
Mildly, to say the least.
Bit of an understatement.
Yeah.
Righto. So this track is called Combat.
Yep.
And is it really explicit?
Is it? I don't know.
Not that you notice.
I don't think you'd be able to tell.
Okay, well, listener discretion advised. Here's Flowbots.
I listened to it before.
I know how to rip a mic, different eye, flipping light. So bright like a kryptonite with a bite. Pulls rocks from my lips ignite, liquid nitrone. No telling if it might go. The environment's gotta be hot on the spot of my side. The irons ain't vitamins, hide them inside. When I'm writing the rhymes, it's hard to keep properly guarded because these pirates. And I motivate. We're taking it over, make no mistake. You're faking, there's no escape. Cause you got caught, frozen, waiting for the cross. I can take it to another level where the bass is above the treble in your faces and double the bass and it doesn't settle it. A place in a place where there's nothing to battle with. Lyrical come. Stars, how we swim the long rats, swans, flap to get the pump back. One, pass, kiss my mom's ass, wrong, tack, eviction, a mess. Take it back like Linda Ronstadt, or Luke Sky with a twisted long hat. Tom, fat, subsisting on that. Tom, hi-hat, insist upon that. Listen to Tom, rap, this is combat to get the bomb back. Two fists to contact to get the bomb back. Cause I'm on some shit that exists beyond that. No beat that can keep me lonely. No beat that can keep me lonely. No.
It had finished just then, hadn't it?
Yeah.
And then looped itself. Righto. These things, these MP3 players and me do not get on. That was Flowbots here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track of theirs was entitled Combat. And it was chosen tonight by my guests, High Flying Wolves. Excellent stuff. So we've been talking that there's a song that you do a random rap on, EP.
It's more spoken word than rap, really. Like, when we were in college, we had to do a bit where we had to write our own songs, but we had to write a protest song. And I had no idea what to write about, so I just literally wrote down everything about like the government or the country that really annoys me, and then I just like put it in, and I realised there was so many lyrics, so I thought I might just have to rap it.
Didn't
like,
Tony Morris,
Tony Morris. he like just asked me like what annoys you, and I just gave him this massive list, and so that night I wrote the song, and I just showed it to the guys, and they really liked it, and they were like, oh, can we do it as a band? So I just showed them it, and we ended up doing it really. So it's like a psychedelic protest rap song. It's like completely different to anything we've done.
Try and find a band who has a psychedelic protest rap song.
Yes.
Apart from Rage Against the Machine.
Righto. And is that a track on the EP?
Yeah, it's the last song. It's called Three Chords and the Truth.
Excellent, good stuff. And I think it's a bit too scary for us to play on air right now. But where's the place that people can go to find out about you online? If you give us the SoundCloud address.
Yeah, it's just SoundCloud. It's all one word, High Flying Wolves. SoundCloud.com/ High Flying Wolves, all one word.
Yes, indeed. I've got the page here, and it's FLYNG Wolves.
Oh yeah, no, I spelled it wrong. I just couldn't be bothered to spell it back. It's high flying, no I.
High flying fling wolves.
But it's the same on our Twitter. But the name was too long, so I didn't put the G in flying, so it's high flying wolves.
Yes. So yes, it's like it looks like a kind of trendy name.
We're a different band on every single website.
Well, you've got to take over the internet somehow. Excellent. So we've got one more track from you in session. So what track are you going to do for us next?
This is a song that I wrote, but we don't do it as a band. I don't think we probably will. It's just a random song, and it took me like 4 months to write,
because it's been longer than 4 months to write it, 9 months now.
Yeah, I kept on trying to write it and I couldn't finish it, and it was really annoying me. But yeah, it's a new song. It's called Katie.
Rightio, take it away. High Flying Wolves here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
She's a lipstick stain on your mouth. She's a dirty word but won't come out. She's a tiny hole in your dress. She's a happy girl but a regret. She's a teenage dream, she's always been blessed. She's the teenage scene, she was always a guest. She's like a thunderstorm, she's always around. Never goes home, get away from her town. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Doesn't trust anyone or anything. Leather jackets and sun, it keeps her thin. Dum dum la 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 da da dun dun la 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 da. She's so good in school, she had to leave. What she said to the teacher, you wouldn't believe. She lit a cigarette and blew in my face. I could smell her breath, now I want her taste. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie.
Sweet indeed.
That is the sound of High Flying Wolves here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled Katie. Is it inspired by Katie in particular?
No, it's not really. Like, I didn't. By the way, I didn't mean to go la 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 in the second verse. I forgot the words.
But smooth.
Yeah, it clearly did take you that long to.
Yeah, no, that's right. It'll be fine. No, I just. Like, I got kind of inspiration from the White Stripes with that song, because like they do a lot. They make up characters and write songs about the characters. So I thought I'd like make up a song about just a girl that like every guy like goes for and is in love with. Like, there's always a girl like that. And I thought I'd write a song about it. And then I didn't know what to do for the chorus, and so I thought I'd just call it Katie because it's like a simple name. But what I wanted to do like for it. To be written down the same. Well, I've got a niece called Katie. I want it to be written down the same way her name is written down. It's just KAYTEE, just because it would be nice.
Pretty
it's not,
sweet.
Yeah, it's not. It's not about her. It's not really about anyone. It's a sweet little song.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, it certainly came across as very sweet on air. So well done. Excellent. Now we've got time for one more musical choice. What would you like to hear?
It's on my iPod. It's a band called Max Raptor and their song The King Is Dead.
Righto. Do you want to come over and program it? Yes, that's the other. The sound you're hearing are the other two chatting amongst themselves.
Just talking about how I messed up the lyrics. I shouldn't have said anything. I would have got away with it.
Yeah, you could think it was just like an integral part of the song.
Yeah.
But no, you're honest, and that's good.
Yeah.
Right, is it ready to play?
It's ready to play.
Here we go.
Up in the-
It is the sound of Max Raptor here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. So you won't be confusing them with a makeup company anytime soon, I imagine. That track of theirs was entitled...
The King is Dead.
King is Dead. And it was chosen by my guests tonight, High Flying Wolves. So you've done a few session tracks for us earlier, which was excellent to hear. So where's the place that people can go to find out more about High Flying Wolves?
Mainly just go to our Facebook, just type in High Flying Wolves in the search bar and you'll find us, and then on there there'll be a link to our SoundCloud and our Twitter and our email.
Facebook is the one thing we really focus on though, because
we use Twitter every now and again whenever we have a gig, but Facebook we use the most really.
Yeah, we only use the other websites just to promote what's about to happen, rather than in Facebook we let everyone know future plans.
Yeah.
Excellent. So that is the place to find out more. And tell us about the gigs that you definitely have coming up at those nice venues that that don't shut just before your gigs.
This Saturday, doors open at 8, we'll be at the Square in Harlow. It's only £6, not even that.
£5.
Plus the drinks are extremely cheap.
£2 for a pint, and that's a bargain.
Bargain indeed.
And we'll be on 3rd. Don't know what time that'll be, but... Yeah, we'll be on 3rd, and is it next week?
I think it's in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah,
we got
30th. We're playing Dublin Castle. We don't know what time yet, but we'll when we find out, we'll
probably need to sort that out.
When we find out, we'll put it on Facebook to keep everyone up to date.
Then 30th of August, we got the Hope and Anchor, Islington.
Yeah,
the pub, and. In the future, the Underbelly as well.
Yeah, September we'll be playing. Where is that?
Hoxton.
We'll be playing the Underbelly in Hoxton in September. We'll put more details about that soon on Facebook.
Excellent. Well, good luck with those, and we look forward to hearing more. Don't forget, you can go to their SoundCloud EP and have a listen to the Ugly Temper EP, which does come highly recommended by us here at Curveballs on Phoenix FM. I think it's fairly safe to say that the future very much starts here. High Flying Wolves, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.